President John Mahama has identified the ICT sector as a growing force in national development. Speaking at the inauguration of the Accra Digital Center, President Mahama said the multi-million-dollar facility is expected to provide more than 10,000 jobs for the youth. President Mahama also used the occasion to launch the ICT Youth Employment Program dubbed Digital Jobs for Digital Youth. President Mahama says ICT is crucial to national development. For the details, here's a report by Nathaniel Nati.
The ICT Youth Employment Program is expected to provide jobs for the Ghanaian youth. It is part of government's effort to address unemployment among the youth. President Mahama cleared the air on some misconceptions concerning the ban on employment in the public sector, saying the ban does not apply to the education and health sectors. The center will, among other functions, serve as a hub to access information. The center will also make available the needed facilities for individuals to develop softwares and applications for everyday activities. The facility was developed by converting the Public Works Department's old warehouses into Grade A buildings. In addition to the upgrading of the buildings, the refurbished works include the provision of ICT connection infrastructure, two standby generators, plug-and-play office facilities, as well as custom-built shared office, among others. President Mahama said the facility is expected to accelerate government's action at fostering growth of the ICT sector.
The Accra Digital Center is a major step in putting Ghana on the map as a credible, bona fide destination for local and global IT and outsourcing companies. The Accra Digital Center has been designed to comprise 12 large, ultra-modern Grade A plug-and-play sheds, each with a capacity to accommodate 350 workers in three separate shifts. Simple arithmetic from this shows that at full capacity, full throttle, this ultra-modern center can in fact create over 10,000 direct jobs. This is what I mean when I say we're changing lives and we're transforming Ghana. To the many other young people out there who are yet to find jobs, I urge you not to despair. I shall be your champion in finding jobs for you. I formally launched our new ICT youth employment program dubbed Digital Jobs for Digital Youth.
President Mahama highlighted improvement in some areas of the economy as a result of government's intervention.
As we speak, the budget deficit has been cut from almost 12% in 2012 to 6.9% in 2015, and is expected to level below 4.9% by the end of this year. Resolution of the power sector challenges encountered in the early part of my administration has also provided a basis for further improvement in the economic environment, as businesses can now be guaranteed access to stable, reliable power. This has led to stability in Ghana's cedi, which is currently said to be among the best performing currencies in Africa.
The Minister of Communication, Edward Umani Buama, said the facility has more than enough broadband to work with.
This center requires high speed, affordable and reliable internet from both fixed and wireless broadband. I can declare here and now, and I'm glad to note that President Mahama's government, working together with the telecommunication companies, the internet service providers, and the broadcasters, have ensured availability of enough broadband to work with.
President Mahama is expected to integrate other projects, including the National Data Center, the biggest in the sub-region.
Nathaniel Nati filed that report.